For Main Menu, this is Tandy Way. This week I'm going to review a little program for you, a little utility that I found that does what it says it's supposed to do quite easily, does not bring any harm to your system, and you'll find that it does improve the performance of your system, especially in the boot up time area, if you allow it to do what it's intended. The name of the program is called EasyClean 1.7 EXE. It was written by someone overseas in the Europe area. I forget what country to be exact. In fact, when you install it, you're given a choice of 7 different languages. The default is English. The formal name of the program, should you go looking for it on a file search, is EASCLEA1_7.exe. But you'll find that several of the people who have websites that collect speech-friendly programs will have it there for you. It'll be easy for you to find, and it's been getting some rave reviews on several of the lists as well as on For the People. The program is a nice little utility. It has a standard installation wizard, installs cleanly and without any muss or fuss, works good with JFW as well as WindowEyes. When you get the program installed, you have a series of push buttons, and we're going to go over those in just a second. The function of the program that I like the best is its ability to clean your Windows registry file of broken links, programs that you've uninstalled, and the installation program did not take everything out, so you have some lines that build up in your system registry that don't do anything, but every time you boot up, that line still has to be read by Windows to decide whether it needs to be doing anything. And over time, your registry can grow quite large. When I ran this program and allowed it to clean my registry, it found 232 broken links or lines that had no reason to be there. And what I did prior to running the program is I timed my boot up time from the moment I turned the switch on the front panel of the computer until I reached my desktop. Before I ran the program, it took 1 minute and 4 seconds to go from cold start to the WindowEyes copyright notice. When I got through allowing this program to clean my registry, my boot time went down to like 40 seconds, between 30 and 40 seconds. It was closer to 40 seconds. And that's quite a gain. So let's take a look at the program, show you how real easy it is, and maybe you too will want to go out and get it and let it help you clean up your system. It will do some other things for you. Let's go to our start menu here. And again, let me slow the deck talk down.
Screen rate 6, screen rate 3, screen rate 2, screen rate 3.
I should have done that before I start these programs, but forgive me. Now, let's go to the start menu.
Start menu.
Go to programs.
P equals programs pull down.
And let me see.
M equals MSN messengers. W equals Windows. R equals real.
I forgot where I put it here. Let me see.
E equals easy cleaner pull down.
There it is. Easy cleaner pull down.
E equals easy cleaner.
Okay, and of course the first thing there is easy cleaner, so I'm going to hit enter.
Menu closed button. Pull off. Easy cleaner. Automatic time until now. Easy cleaner 1.7 F my time button. C equals clean registry.
Okay, now we have a series of push buttons here. You have clean registry.
Button. D equals duplicate files.
It will go out and find duplicate files and delete them if you want. I would be very careful in using that option.
Button. View equals unnecessary files.
That is a good one. Unnecessary files. A lot of times you have BAK or OLD files that are just totally useless. But they're there, and it will go out and find them. And in all cases, it doesn't do anything unless it gets your approval to do it. It's not just going to go out like a marauder and just destroy your system. All the way through the program, it takes you by the hand and says, now, are you sure you want to do this? Here's what I'm going to do and why, and so forth. Let's see what else we've got here.
Button. S equals space usage.
Space usage.
Button. A equals about.
And there's the about thing.
Button. C equals close.
And close.
Button. O equals options.
And there's the options.
Button. T equals start menu.
Start menu. That will go through and find things that are folders and so forth that you may not even see. They're still in your start menu, but you don't see them, but they're still hiding there, and we'll go through and offer to take those out.
Button. H equals help.
And, of course, your help menu.
Button. C equals clean registry.
And back to clean registry. Let's look at the options.
Button. O equals button. O equals option.
There we go. Let's look at the options.
Options. Button. O equals OK. Button. C equals tab control registry.
Okay, the first thing we have, there's several tabs here. We have registry.
Duplicate files.
Duplicate files.
Necessary files.
Unnecessary files.
Start menu.
Start menu.
Space usage.
Space usage.
General.
And general.
General.
Now, let's go back.
Registry.
And see what options you can set. I strongly suggest you leave everything the way it comes from the author until you know better.
Checkbox. Checked. Create undo file and delete.
Now, this is excellent. It creates an undo file so that if you clean your registry and for whatever reason you don't like something about it, you're not dead in the water. It's going to create an undo file that you can run, and it will restore your registry just the way you had it prior to running the program. So nothing is irreversible here.
Xbox 10.
I'm not sure what that 10 means.
Xbox has easy cleaner undo. Checkbox, unchecked, proper file extension.
I haven't looked at these options, and I don't think I'm going to spend much time with them because, like I say, I left it the way the factory is. I strongly suggest, like with any program, you read the help file if all possible.
Button, C equals cancel. Button, C.
All right, now let's look at the clean registry thing here.
Button, T equals start menu.
Let me go back here.
Button, A equals about. Button, C equals clean registry.
Okay, now if I press C for clean registry, that push button.
Space, clean registry. Button, F equals find.
You have an F for find. That means it will go out and start looking at your registry line by line by line by line by line. It takes, several minutes. Depending on how fast your machine is, it could take 15, 20 minutes.
Button, C equals close. Custom control. Edit box, skip, Norton. Button, F equals find.
There's a thing here, if you have Norton utilities installed, apparently it allows you to bypass Norton. I haven't read the help file on that section to see what that's all about. But I don't want to press the find button because then it will, of course, take, it will find that the computer is running programs and so forth. But at any rate, you would normally run the find button here and it would go out, it would, after a while, it would come back and tell you, it would give you a list of all the keys that it found that are no longer necessary, that no longer do anything on your computer. And you can either selectively delete keys, if you wish, one by one by one by one, or you can select all and it will go through and take them all out, you know, recompact your registry. Of course, it will tell you how many it found, like it did in my case, and then away you go. So you can selectively do it, look at the lines that it wants to take out, and if you have a feeling that you don't really want to do that, you can do that. So I strongly suggest you get a hold of this program and do as I did. Satisfy yourself. Time your system with a sharp talking clock or anything that you have that you can measure elapsed time. Measure how long it takes for your computer when you turn it on from the switch on the front until if you have one of the Windows sounds that comes up, for example, you could use that as your benchmark. And time, how long it takes from the time you press the button on your front of your computer to turn it on until the time you hear that little musical note, and then run EasyClean 1.7, allow it to clean your registry, and then measure the time again. I think you'll see a dramatic improvement. For main menu, this is Tandy Way.